Okay, Steven.
Now let's brush the taste out of your mouth and go, I don't know, how about a drum lesson?
Yay! Drum lesson!
We went down to the basement. Jeffrey banged around on my drum set for 20 minutes or so, and things felt normal again, for a little while. Then Jeffrey told me he wanted to take a nap, which he hadn't done for at least 6 months. I figured he was probably tired after the week he'd had, so I took him up. Mom and Dad were clearly having a very intense discussion in the dining room, so we just went right past them to his room. He wanted to wear his PJs, so I got them out for him. He took off his shirt and pants, which left him standing there in his Star Wars Episode I underwear. As I handed over the pajamas, I saw that his lower back had a fairly massive bruise on it from the bone marrow aspiration, although I didn't know the name of the procedure yet. When he put the shirt over his head, I got a quick glimpse of bruising along his spine, too. I didn't say anything about the bruises, though. I read him 2 chapters of The Trumpet of the Swan, tucked him in with his stuffed animal pet dog, cleverly named Dog Dog, by the way, and walked downstairs to the dining room. I was somewhat sure I wanted to know what was going on with my little brother. When I walked into the room, my parents were both clearly agitated. They both jumped in at once, my mom trying to tell me how she had called every night, my dad trying to explain why he hadn't told me. I shocked myself by telling them I didn't care about any of that, that they should just give me the medical report on Jeffrey. So they did. Jeffrey had been diagnosed with ALL, which stands for Acute Lymphoblastic Leukemia, a form of blood cancer in which certain types of white blood cells become deformed and multiply rapidly. Because the deformed cells, which are called blasts, don't do the jobs they're supposed to do, and because they compete with the good kinds of blood cells for survival, the disease is 100% fatal if it isn't treated. The reason why his nosebleed had been so bad is that the leukemia had drastically reduced the number of platelets in Jeffrey's blood so that it wasn't clotting normally. That was also why he was bruising so easily. When he had first arrived in Philly, the doctors had run a huge battery of tests to determine how bad Jeffrey's cancer was, whether it had spread to other systems in his body, and how likely he was to recover. Things weren't as ugly as they could have been. The cancer hadn't gone to other systems, but they weren't great either. My baby brother had what they considered a moderate risk case. That meant his odds of surviving this were over 50%, but not by much. Which meant his chances of dying were under 50%, but again, not by much. No wonder my mom was weepy and my dad was a zombie. We talked a little more about things like scheduling. My mom and Jeffrey would be in Philadelphia at least 2 days a week for the first month of treatment, and how to handle telling people. It turned out that my mom's parents already knew, and so did a lot of extended family members. The reason nobody had called the house about it yet was that my mom had asked that nobody call or visit until she and Jeffrey were home. My mom's principal knew, and so did some of her closest friends, but most of her school didn't know. I didn't know what my dad had said or not said at work, but from his general level of communication that week, I had a feeling he had been clammed up pretty tight with everyone. On the other hand, his coworkers would have had to be blind and deaf not to have noticed the sudden changes in what was now passing for his personality. Jeffrey's school would have to know, of course. My mom had another thought, too.
And what about your school, Stephen? Would you like me to call your school counselor? We could have a conference call with your teachers.
Or you could just shoot me now and get it over with.
Stephen, it makes perfect sense to alert the school staff to a situation where one of the students might need additional support.
What additional support? A group hug in homeroom every morning? Maybe my teachers could write you little notes in my agenda book, or how about you sign me up for a nice counseling group? Perhaps you can make me look like more of a dork to my peers. Do you think you could get me a seat on the short bus?
What has gotten into you, Stephen? I'm trying to help you here. The doctors told me that siblings of...
She kind of had to swallow before she could get this next part out.
Cancer patients find the experience very stressful and...
Stressful? Stressful? Why should this be stressful? Just because my mom and brother disappear for a week and nobody tells me anything, and then they come back and my brother is barfing right and left with bruises all over him? And he can't even stay awake and his little back is all... Then I busted out crying, which I'm sure was a great comfort to everyone. At least it shut me up for a while. My mom put her arms around me, and we stayed like that so long that my neck was getting a crick in it. Now, normally, I am not the biggest fan of being hugged by my mother in broad daylight at this point in my adolescent years, but I must say, it felt pretty nice right then. When I finally pulled away a bit, I looked at my mom and pleaded, "Please don't call my school. I'm fine." Yeah, teenage boys who were fine always cry on their mother's shoulders until they leave a snot trail.
"Okay, Stephen. For now, we won't call."
So they didn't call. And if any of my mom's friends told their kids, it didn't get back to me for those first few weeks. As for me, I was always the perfect big brother for Jeffrey, the silent microwave oven mate that my dad seemed to want, and completely sarcastic and horrible to my mom. Don't ask me why I dumped everything on her, but I did. Meanwhile, at school, I still kept plowing along, practicing drums, writing journals, completely bagging all of my homework assignments, and faking human interaction with the people around me. Inside my head, though, I had a whole new activity. Bargaining.